Bloomington Normal students joined their peers across the country today as they walked out of their school to protest gun violence. The demonstrations lasted 17 minutes to honor the 17 people killed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, exactly 1 month ago today. There were more than 2,800 largely student-organized walkouts scheduled throughout the country today. GLT's Ryan Denham has been following local demonstrations today. He's in the studio to recap what happened this morning. Ryan, thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas.
Happy to be here.
Which schools were participating in today's nationwide walkouts here in Bloomington Normal?
A lot of them. So Normal Community and Normal West High Schools, there were a few hundred students participating in demonstrations at each of those schools. At some junior highs as well, Chittix, Kingsley, Bloomington Junior High School. At Bloomington High School, students plan to demonstrate. They're going to be indoors, but leave class, read some statements, and do a long stretch of silence. So a lot of activity across the community.
What are they asking for? What do the students want?
A bunch of different things that would curb school shootings in different ways, but specifically more gun control. They're looking for stricter background checks, universal background checks. They want, at Normal Community at least, they were looking to have the minimum age raised to 21 for all gun purchases of all types, and increased emphasis on mental illness. I was at the Normal Community walkout this morning. One of the speakers there was a girl named Faith Winger, an 18-year-old senior. Here's what she had to say about what they want.
We're asked what this walkout would do. Let's look at what has already been done by students just like us. The Illinois Senate has banned bump stocks and raised the age of 21 for purchasing a rifle because of the Parkland students protesting. These are our lives, this is our voice, and this is why it matters.
And she added that it's not a Second Amendment argument to be had. It's more about the lives of these students.
Just curious, the list that you presented, stricter background checks, raise the age to 21 for all guns, and focus on mental illness, was that in order? Was that in order of priority for the students? Because if you listen to lawmakers, sometimes that list is flipped.
The students kind of rattled these things off in different ways throughout the demonstration. Frankly, progress in any of them would probably be welcomed.
Well, what did the speakers have to say?
Normal Community itself had a school shooting incident or scare back in 2012. That's when a student brought a gun to class, pulled it out, fired it, and a teacher sort of saved the day there, but it could have been a lot worse. One of today's speakers was a girl named Tristan Bixby, a junior at Normal Community. Her brother was in that classroom that day, held hostage for a time. Here's what she had to say.
I can't imagine my life without him, and it terrifies me to think that that thought could have easily been reality within my own community.
So you can kind of hear the anger in their voices, the frustration, and she was just one of many voices today at the walkout at Normal Community.
What did they have to say about those Florida teenagers we've seen all over the news, the ones that were so vocal after their own school was terrorized by a gunman?
I asked some of the organizers about that. One of them is a girl named Kavya Sadir, a junior at Normal Community. She's with the Not In Our School organization. This is what she had to say about those Florida high schoolers.
I think that's amazing, the fact that they can come back from such a tragedy like this and use it in a positive way. I mean, it's definitely a negative thing, but trying to take that energy and then make change out of that, and it's good change.
So where are the school administrators on all of this?
In the past few weeks, students and parents I've talked to say they've been worried about potential disciplinary action, especially those who might be like juniors and seniors applying to college. Ultimately, the school district said, you know, no, peaceful protesters are not going to be facing any kind of discipline action. Illinois State, Illinois Wesleyan put out statements that said to juniors and seniors, hey, don't worry about it if you get disciplined for this. Like, it's not going to affect your admissions here. Unit 5 and District 87 appeared to embrace this as sort of a civic engagement learning opportunity. Unit 5 Superintendent Mark Daniel was out at Normal Community today. After the walkout, he called it powerful.
And I'm very hopeful that we can have some student leaders coming to us, not just at the building level, but also at the district level, to begin additional dialogue on what does it mean to have safe schools.
I heard some similar things from Bloomington High School Principal Tim Moore this morning when I talked to him. He's sort of hoping for a broader discussion about school safety, including guns, but also, you know, what can students do to approach outcasts who may be part of their community?
This certainly seems like a teaching moment for teachers and students. So what happens next?
Well, attention is locally going to be shifting to this other event that's planned for Saturday, March 24th in downtown Bloomington. It's called March for Our Lives. It's organized by a bunch of local progressive organizations like YWCA McLean County, Voices of Reason, Indivisible. On Facebook, there's more than 1,000 RSVPs already, so we'll see what kind of crowd turns out. Just a few weeks ago, you remember, there was a pro-gun Second Amendment rally in downtown as well. Ultimately, this lands back at the doorstep of local congressmen and state lawmakers to see if it's any of this is really enough to kind of move the needle again.
There are photos up at our website, WGLT.org. I'm just curious what it looked like. Can you describe it?
Yeah, it was bigger than I expected. I was expecting maybe a few dozen students, but the students just kept kind of pouring out of the building. Some with really aggressively worded, creative signs. Were chanting. It was just it was a really well organized, kind of impressive showing in that way.
Okay, GLT Digital Content Director Ryan Denham, thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas and for the update on the school walkouts today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.